buttons.
Laughed at it, Antuxa. I have laughed at your unofficial role, especially because it was 3-4s in a row. Right. You hit the button.
I did.
Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, where I've got Ellie, and I've got Crash, and I've got Eo, and I've got my cat Dickens in my lap because he's the best boy, but he's not going to play, I think. So, because I've half forgotten, because since I had a pneumonia shot 2 days ago, and it's still kind of hitting me a little hard here, what happened last time?
I had surgery. I don't remember either.
Concerning.
I had a field trip.
Oh, no.
In fact, I don't remember anything. Where am I? Who are you people?
Be calm, be calm. That's concerned.
Last week we met a scientist.
True.
They were a genius.
Once.
Past tense. Important there.
Very.
Now they're the strongest scientist on the ship.
How many scientists are on this ship anyway?
I don't know why you have to bring that up. It doesn't change the fact that I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Socket is whining again that I have not gone into the kitchen to follow him.
Socket, I'm over here. The neighbors are going to complain that I'm like torturing you or something. They do not have a cat. They don't understand. But this is just you saying, where is the brain cell?
I am sorry. But yes, the scientist created some type of preventative, which is apparently being used as a postative, postventative, I guess, or post-it note. I don't know. But it takes some of our more rare chemicals that we have available, so we might need to get more of those.
Probably.
I made a to-do list last week. Aha. Rand's current to-do list. Acquire more raw materials from the station to make more preventatives, or postventatives, whatever. Attempt to give a pre/postventative to the acolyte, invite them on board. Aerosolize it, maybe? That was a suggestion from Antuxa. Get far enough away from the station with the other ship in tow, because Sen will kill us if we don't take the other ship with us. I didn't write that part down. It's just, it's understood. I didn't need to add the footnote. Render station into a cloud of rapidly expanding gas. And the last item on the to-do list, buy more raw materials from planets on the way back.
Okay.
Also have a digital note here. Where Dr. Vodira closes a door, the GM turns a wall into a window.
I mean, you people have a security cam on it, so I figure that it's just easier to make some of the walls transparent.
I still thought it was.
Well, it is. But also, it was expedient.
It can be both things.
True.
No, we're going to scavenge the station for useful resources because somehow every single mission we go on ends up being a survival horror, you know, for somebody. But usually it's us. Usually it's us.
Why can't we just for once be the beings that other people are trying to survive?
Well, that was the one where we rescued all the kids.
Yes, but we were kind horrors. We didn't just go around killing everyone.
We killed the guy and the minions.
I think you only horribly wounded the guy.
Oh, I cut somebody's arm off.
You did cut somebody's arm off after they'd surrendered, yes.
And a leg.
Well,
it's just a flesh wound.
I didn't know they surrendered. And you keep grabbing people for me to stab. I don't know what I was supposed to think.
Yes, yes. We really should have paused to work out our strategies in advance. instead, we keep winging it and tearing off wings. Except we didn't tear off any actual wings.
There weren't any wings off this ship.
Well, I'm not going to tear the wings off of this ship. It's on loan. Anyway,
that is quite true.
If only we had a complete copy of all the records from the space station. Oh, wait, we're transferring them now.
Yes. You mean that's that set of records that's been downloading? And is probably, you've got all the really important parts probably, although it's not clear if you thought that the cargo manifests were important.
I think I probably wouldn't have taken the time to sort out what was what, and instead did a select all and drug it over to the drive called Ship That's On Loan.
Well.
Which is probably why it took several hours.
Yes. Yes, that will take several hours. even at Star Wars extremely advanced data transmission rates. Give me a roll on 3d6 and roll high. That will be how favorable the universe is that you have gotten to manifest's cargo.
In my defense, this is a roll low game.
Yep. And you got an 11, which is like basically right in the middle. And weirdly, it seems like Rotini rolled and it happened twice. How strange. Three times. That's weird.
Rotini.
Dickens, what are you doing? Please don't. Pause, please.
Okay. We are back. The cat emergency has been cleaned.
Ish. Yeah. So, where were we? Oh, yes. Ran is not a Jawa. Right. Okay. Fun with Boundary. You have some of the manifests. They aren't fully finished copying over.
Well, we don't need all the manifests, technically. We just need to find the rare ingredients that we're likely to run out of as we make more post-ventative, which Rand will continue to call it a post-ventative, probably even if corrected.
Oh, well, I mean, it's called a counteragent in her notes, but, well, you have gotten to a point where you have, you know how much some of the station thinks it has of some of them, but not all of them. It's most of them, maybe. It's a start. You also, you had the map of the station. You can probably figure out where they're supposed to be.
All right. Well, if no one's stopping us, if no one's giving us additional pressing concerns, that would probably be the first thing on Rand's to-do list. Let's go take care of this.
Sounds good.
Most of the bulk supplies that have not been loaded into containment used for piping through the station into, you know, one of the tanks that goes on the underside of it are located in the area of the map. I think I gave you the map, didn't I? Let me just double check.
You gave us several maps.
It's in the thing. You scroll down. Quadrant.
They were pinned underneath the rats.
Yep. Quadrant 3, you see where the 7 is? And you see how there's a long storeroom next to it?
Yeah.
They should be in crates in that.
Oh, good. Now, is that
8 is the bridge.
So that's not near the airlocks at all.
Well, let's see. Quadrant 2 is where that, all right, see the 32? See that little circle over in the nook there? That's the nook where the elevator is from the other ship. Well, from the Spike, which you moved the other ship, so you could actually park your Fury there now.
We could, but also, are you saying everywhere there's that little hexagon with a circle in it is an elevator?
It's either an elevator or a manhole cover, basically.
Okay.
One or the other.
So we can't just use one of the ones in room three to get there faster.
Let me check room 3. No, those go to the second level of the engine room. Well, one of them does. The other one goes to other locations. Do I even download the second level of the engine room? I don't know. Possibly not. Oh, well.
It's not on the map, so Rand assumes it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. So the question is, are we just going to dock this ship to the docking port? It would make sense for us to do that. Oh, Ellie has written a thing. Ah, yes. Costume changes are important. It has been hours since Intuxa had a costume change that wasn't just get into the spacesuit, get out of the spacesuit. However.
Oh, yeah. I want to get my spacesuit back. That's, like, high on the list here.
That's true. You people did leave your spacesuits.
I think the one I was wearing before was, it fit better.
And I need a custom spacesuit.
Because Leku.
Yeah.
I've got a custom spacesuit. Parses well with, I've got a golden ticket.
No. If you start singing, I will bite you.
Personally, I need a custom spacesuit because I wouldn't be caught dead in anything off the rack.
Ellie gets one Cypress XP for making me laugh.
Rep.
Eel gets one Cypress XP for threatening me with physical violence, where I'm assuming your mother would pay for the train ticket.
Yeah, that'd have to be the case, probably.
Hey, I was doing that in character.
That's true.
But Rand wouldn't know I've got a golden ticket.
He might. I mean, he goes and gets snacks from the snack bar when it's, you know, between scenes.
Look, they said, let's all go to the lobby. So I went to the lobby. And I did get myself.
I know it's tradition among apprentices to try and kill one another. But if you kill or even seriously incapacitate one of us, well, that leaves more work for the other two.
Hey, I said bite.
Yes, I didn't assume I would die from it. The intention was most likely to make me suffer.
Right.
Yes, but consider where we are. I don't want anybody biting anybody.
Well, in this particular case, Sen at least knows where I've been.
And he knows where I've been.
Yes, you've been on the space station that infects people with a horrible virus.
I do think I need to take a shower. I have this mental image.
I need to take every shower, darling.
This is true.
Dealing with it so that we can get this done and go home. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I miss Droman Kaas.
I believe we are saying this while the ship is docking, while we are exiting the airlock, while we are taking the elevator down. This conversation continues the entire time. Also, I cannot shake the mental image of Ran holding one arm out while a Sen is hanging by the teeth from the forearm.
Probably with their arms, with their legs tucked up and their arms sort of curled around them.
Yes.
Ren, how are you supporting that much weight? Never mind. I'm not, I know the answer.
Ren raises one eyebrow, whatever that is. Ren raises one eyebrow, looking at Antuxa while the question is being asked, and then lowers it again as Antuxa does the asked and answered.
If you have eyebrows, darling, you've become too much one with the ship.
Let me load the correct map while I'm giggling here.
I shared a short made by His Cursedness a little while ago from their penultimate D&D game for a specific campaign. They took an elevator to hell, and he had elevator music queued up to play when they got in the elevator.
Oh, no.
The most generic, I can't listen to this for 30 seconds. What do you mean we're spending several hours in this cramped box? Music imaginable.
The only thing I can say about that is that at least it was not a 28-second loop.
I think it was shorter than that.
That was a loop. Oh, God.
He turned it off after a while. I mean, the players were supposed to suffer, not the characters.
Thank you for using our elevator.
I get that reference. I know that reference specifically. Ellie, you are.
I did have 5 hours of that, though. I was on hold for 5 hours trying to sign up for insurance on the day that the ACA happened. 5 hours. That's how I know it was a 28-second loop. Maybe 30.
Oh, no.
I am glad that I have a strong teachers union.
Hours.
And it turns out my insurance paid more than even my dentist thought it would pay. So now I've got a $700 plus credit at my dentist.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm going to burn through that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's dentist.
Anyway, let's not talk about
anyway.
My mouth falling apart. because of structural issues, not brushing. But, or, yes, brushing. Never mind. Take care of your kids. Of your
speaking kids. Of insurance, I have good news.
Good news?
I hit my deductible.
Woo! Early.
No, this is late.
Oh.
Because of the, because the Medicare is primary, and so it's paying for most of the dialysis.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, no, my deductible was usually hit with the first payment.
Dear gods. Well.
Yeah. Staying alive is expensive.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You get down the elevator.
We all peel ourselves out of the elevator, which is not designed to look like it should be able to hold three people. And as we get out, it's really like we're crawling out of a clown car, but aren't clowns.
I mean, you've possibly been like levitating someone so that you can have more floor space, you know? It's like, tuck your arms and legs in, Sen, and you know, curl your leku around, and then you can float here, and yeah.
No. No, I'm not sure that Ram would do that, because someone has a saber staff, and that little elevator is not large enough to avoid a blow. Although, I have seen, isn't it canon that some force users can deflect a lightsaber blow with a hand if they're strong enough in the force?
If they have the right skill.
What telekinesis other role does that need to be?
That would be catching it before it actually touches you using telekinesis, which it would be a blocking use of it. I might assess a penalty for that.
Well, I'm assuming there's a penalty like a shield. For that.
Yeah, yeah.
There would have to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering how much higher than 23 it has to be. Anyway, we're here in room 32. We have a ways to go.
You have a ways to go. You need to get to quadrant 3. So there's...
I cannot read the signs that you put above the hallway we are in. So, because they are shrouded in darkness.
They are shrouded
with no
in
parents.
With no parents?
There is a parody of Batman where he starts singing and the lyrics to his heavy metal song are darkness, no parents. And it's just that over and over again.
Yeah, that sounds like that. There, I have turned one of the walls completely transparent.
Good news, everyone. I've removed this bulkhead.
It's now transparent steel.
Put it back!
Don't worry, it's transparent steel. It's still there.
You need to go this way, right? I love the animation of the lighting as I go past these rooms. It's like a little strobe effect. I forgot there was a dead body in that one.
Are you opening doors again?
Oh, no, I'm not touching any doors. It just so happens that this door is open.
I am checking in on 31.
That's where our friend is.
Indeed. The one who fried the door. It's not smoking, but if you didn't have your air purification masks on, it would probably be a bit...
Is the training saber still there?
Yes. Yes, the training saber is still there. I should probably draw one.
Hello?
Just a moment. Let me draw a training saber. It's not a fill, it's a line. Bright color.
Friend, are you still in there? I spoke friend. May I enter?
Well, let's see. I don't hear my dice. That's so weird.
I hear him.
There's a somewhat inhuman snarl.
Bang twice on the door if you'd like me to tear it from its housing. Snarl and throw lightning around if you've lost control.
You do, in fact, hear a bit of snarling, if not lightning. There's a thud sound as of someone flinging themselves against a locked door.
Well, that was one thud. Are you still in there? I understand I already asked this, but this is a different connotation. If you...
There is nothing but snarling going on back there.
We're going to see if we can help you. If you're still there, hold on.
It's an interesting question.
Rage will set us free, but not like this.
Moving on down the corridor, etc., I assume?
Yep.
Yes.
Unless an invisible spleen attacks.
Don't see any that are left alive.
I'm sorry, but the best thing to say after I say an invisible spleen is, I don't see any.
Mm-hmm.
What about the spleen of unusual size?
Oh, they probably don't exist. Well, here's the corridor where you had that fight with all the small but force-capable womp rats, and there's the place. There's this, and that.
And this door was left open. Did we leave that door open?
Maybe.
Does Ran remember us leaving the door open? For Ran, it has not been several weeks.
That's true. On the other hand, Ran was a little bit distracted. Give me a roll.
What am I rolling?
IQ.
Made it by 4.
Yeah,
technically made it by 3. Somehow, I do not know how I got a +3 margin for Barsen this. That is, that wasn't even my roll. That was Antux's roll. Also, how would ritual shielding have helped my IQ?
Well,
I'm not sure that's how
influences.
Any of this works.
You would think.
Still made it by 1.
You didn't deliberately close it, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, as I recall, there was a previously invisible spleen that was eating another spleen. Do you think it's finished its meal by now?
Probably.
From here, I should be able to see the body that we left in the chair. Is it still there? Is it gnawed on?
Does not appear to be gnawed on yet. It's only been, you know, hour or so.
Okay.
If that.
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Ran is going to make the horrible, terrible idea of a move by walking in.
Well, there's a visible dead spleen that does look like it's been partly eaten, mostly the soft, easy bits. And a sort of mess of rubbish in the area that looks like something has dragged various, you know, cushions and rubbishy things off into that corner with it, and you don't see the other sling.
So the corpse is surrounded by cushions.
Well, there's a few cushions here. There's, you know, trash. There's like MRE cartons, empty, chewed on.
It's a nest.
Yeah.
Don't mind us passing through. I'm not going to go near your territory. And you're not going to get your neck wrung by me for making bad choices.
Talking to it is an excellent idea. It definitely understands you.
Well, if it doesn't understand me, then that's an it problem.
That's true.
Anyway, the GM rolled some dice and isn't telling us what it is. So I'm going to continue like everything is just fine. And I'm not going to have to murder anything. And then turn into a horrible monster because it bites me.
Let's see. What's your perception anyway?
My perception, I never find that, is 12.
You did find it.
Yes, because as soon as I said it, the universe had to make me into a liar. There was a 1 in there, but it doesn't help with 2 6s. That's failed by 1.
Okay.
I don't see the invisible spleen.
You definitely do not see any invisible slings. You don't see an invisible Antuxa.
It's okay. In my heart, I know she's there. Well, not there, but okay, she might be there. She might be over there. Actually,
I know I should be invisible, but...
Antuxa, what are you making your perception for? Invisible slings?
Invisible slings, yes.
You think you can hear quiet rustling or breathing or something that's probably not the... You did seal most of these vents in here. You think that it's off in the corner with the dead one.
Okay. Well, give the corner a wide berth. It's not going to abandon its meal.
Now, when you people were last in here, you locked all the doors for a while. And you left 2 of them locked.
Oh, yes. I'll have to
undo
the security locks.
We explored through this door after that.
Hmm? No, you haven't been through that locked door.
Let me in! Let me in! Okay, fine.
And Tuxa, fail by one. What is with this dadgum riffing nonsense of a... It was easy enough to lock everything, but unlocking just one seems like it might be a problem. You could just hit the unlock button and unlock everything.
Ram picks up the mouse and speaks into it. Hello, computer. Unlock just that door.
Well, since you made your computer ops by 7, which door is it that you want unlocked?
The one that we're all gathering in front of. That goes to the engine room.
Unlocked.
Oh, look, a dead body.
Wasn't there a dead body in here before?
Yeah. I think it just needs remarking on again.
This body does not look like anything is chewed on it, particularly except for the horrible bleeding wound that leads from the other door.
The way I parsed that sentence, it sounded like the door was bleeding.
No, leads... Someone managed to drag themselves.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Well, true, but this isn't a true biotic station. It's only a tech station that was being run by a biotics lord. Ex-biotics lord.
I'm not talking about spheres. I'm talking about the GM.
Oh, I mean, but it wouldn't be the right, you know, it wouldn't be the right thing. I will make this the...
The best part is, it defaulted to blue.
I know. I'm about to fix that. There.
It's amazing. They bled a perfect ellipse of blood. I'm a little concerned that they went back around. Are you okay?
And which you would that be?
Ren is not necessarily being serious as he checks for vitals, but is somewhat being serious because... There's a plague on this spaceship. That, who knows? Maybe they're playing dead.
Well, that's a fair amount of blood, and also it looks like something gashed them in an artery or something that they could not staunch the bleeding sufficiently. They possibly didn't even realize how bad it was for whatever reason, and were trying to make it to the bridge.
For some wounds, sometimes you go into shock so fast you don't even realize you've taken an injury.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, and Tuxa has a great plan. If Tuxa's invisible, the plague cannot find her. Well, technically, none of us should be found by the plague. The plague doesn't have eyes.
There are other senses.
I stand by my reasoning.
Here you are. Oh, look. You're in a station thing. You know. Thinky.
I step over the blood, not in the blood. This is what happens when you don't have a bucket.
Lead into?
It would have kept things organized.
Right. Let's just put all the blood over there with the other blood.
You get it. Yes. Wonderful. Your training is pulled.
No.
Your training is nearly complete. We need the buckets to keep the blood organized.
The walls of the chamber are plastered with posters and instructional aids for the engines that are within and power plant and such like.
And one motivational poster of a womp rat hanging from a tree branch and underneath it says, hang in there.
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely got to be there. And there's another locked door.
Well, how is it locked?
Well, do you have the right palm thing to... unlock it? There is enough blood here that it does look like somebody stood here and specifically locked it for a few moments and then moved on to collapse and drag themselves a bit further until they died in front of the other door.
If you're asking if I have the right palm print, the answer is define do I have.
No, do no, you... put that down! Put that down! I'm working on it! I am imagining Sen with their palm actively pressed to the lock, looking over their shoulder to see the corpse floating over, extending a hand.
That's not exactly how I was planning on doing it, but that's so much better. So yes, Ran is doing that exactly. When Sen exclaims, no, don't do that. Ran just
floats the body right back to where it was and sets it back down in front of the door where it was.
What were you about to do? Oh, bring the palm over.
I was bringing the whole corpse over because I'm not going to sever the arms off.
Well, that's nice.
I'd have to use my lightsaber, and you know I don't do that. Only as a lockpick. And light
source. You do have to train in that thing sometimes, you know. Although you're logistics, so your master is very lax about it.
My telekinesis other is not yet high enough to commit fusion or fission yet.
Okay, Sen has gotten a bonus to LOPS and made it by 5.
See? I'm doing it. This block does not need to be even more of a horror movie than it already was.
Oh, look. There's no bodies in this one. Hold on. I close the door. I open it again. There's still no dead bodies in it.
It's a corridor. It's poorly lit.
Poorly lit, you say?
Mm-hmm. As in dim. Very dim. Well, that works too. Oh, let me fix the absolutely criffing there.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we were going to go in that room next anyway. That is our destination room, but wow.
What? Which?
For our dear listeners at home, Beth has a small problem with Foundry maps in that we can see through most of the walls where they join with doors. But it creates this weird Doppler striated effect as we do this. And I don't know why it does this for Beth and not for anyone else. It might just
possibly
be this
because,
is a GURPS thing.
No, I think actually it is not impossible that it's more fiddly because of the hexes for some reason, because I build it on a hex map. So it might be that the hexes are doing something. It might just be that I am underestimating how far I need to drag the little dots.
The dots should be, they should be overlapping.
I thought most of them were.
Well,
apparently I was not scrolled in tightly enough to see whether or not they were actually overlapping. And or I missed a few.
Well,
it's
I try
fixed
not to step
now.
On. I'm going to roll to not step on invisible sleens.
Give me a dex roll.
I was going to roll perception too, but.
Okay.
Well, that's very made good by 3
success.
For dex.
Okay, give me a perception roll to see if.
Made by 6. I'm using up all of my good rolls. That's a lie. I've telekinesis
are
23.
You don't think there are any sleens in here. You do hear noises from the other rooms slightly.
That role of telekinesis other was to do this.
Oh. And Tuxis made a computer ops roll. All right, what are you... Let's see. What is the telekinesis other by 9? And Tuxis did computer ops success by 4.
And I think we were both doing the same thing.
Which is?
Closing the door behind us.
Oh.
Yeah.
The door except behind you is now closed.
Ran was just closing the door. I was lowering the blast shield.
Does that mean it's technically locked?
Yes.
Okay.
Although. Yes, I will not have done that if I noticed Ran doing it first.
Okay. The door is closed, and you definitely would have noticed. I think Ran was not being subtle about waving at things.
I have found the best deadbolt. Look with awe at this incredibly well-installed deadbolt.
On not.
That doesn't attach to the door jamb at all.
I'm almost viscerally...
It looks like it's been there for a very long time, too.
That makes me almost viscerally ill, and I'm not sure why. Possibly just the sheer...
I love the caption for this. This is the visual equivalent of saying
admin,
username
password,
admin, password admin. Yes.
Yeah. That's yes. Ouch.
What do you mean I have to set my router's password? Can't I just leave it at the defaults? Aren't those secure?
No, they're not. Because they're defaults, you griffing drunk. Sleemo.
Okay. Does this door open? It does.
Yes.
I close the door.
Because of the womp rats?
Because of the womp rats.
There is a sudden shrieking as of angry womp rats.
Of course. Of course, of course, of course. Well, we know they're plague carriers now, so I will not be pressuring either of you to let me adopt one, just so you know. That was going to be a thing that was going to happen, but it's not happening.
Such a shriek. Such yell.
They are very angry. No talk them.
They are so angry, and furthermore, apparently one of them has hit the pressure plate that opens doors.
Oh, no you don't. we haven't rolled for initiative yet, so I can do this.
They've discovered doors.
Do 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 do. Okay. I'm not sure how it's putting us in this particular order. Of the three of us, we're ignoring the Womp Rats for now in this comparison. I have 5.5, and I'm going first of the allies.
Sen hasn't rolled yet.
Okay, but for Sen, it says 5.0. So when you roll, it just says, okay, here's the number you were going to have anyway.
The roll is for tie breaking.
But we don't have ties, so it's just a matter of...
Yeah, if I had like Womp Rat 1 and Womp Rat 2, if I'd bothered to do that, then you would see them probably in different orders depending on what I'd rolled for them.
I'm going to name these Eeny, Meeny, Miny, and Mo.
You can do that.
I beg your pardon.
Spelled differently.
If we're going to do that, then I request that you name one of them Cavil, one of them Hobby, and they will each have plot armor.
Nope, no plot armor. They're
and one of
rats.
Them, Monty. What? I'm here too.
Okay. Before we get into combat, do we want to take a short break? It's been about an hour.
We can take a
short
break.
Not counting the cat problems. Button.
And we're back. And absolutely no time has passed. Well, okay, some time passed. We took a short break. Relatively short break.
Short break. Very short
break. In the history of the universe, if you stretch the history of the universe from the dawn of time to now, it's a very, very, very small sliver of time.
What's the longest short break that you've had, Crash? Like, wasn't it, I don't know, 3 weeks or something?
I mean, it's a break. How long could it be? 5 minutes?
Indeed. Yeah. Yes,
keep
obviously.
It to 15? Days?
Yes,
wait,
well.
Hi, we're on.
You're on.
The logistics trio and all the Womp Rats leave the craft services table. The Womp Rats scurry in a cloud swarm that goes through the door, then they close it.
Yep. You now hear a bunch of squeak, squeak, squeak behind.
They positively murdered the egg salad. I didn't get any of it.
Well, now I've got to stab them.
I award you one Tales of the Valiant luck point.
If you're holding the door closed.
I am holding the door closed. Also, when I look at the initiative tracker, I am somewhat dismayed that all of the Womp Rats go before us.
Well, they're small and fragile. They need all the help they can get. They only have a Womp Rat-sized shout, force shout.
They're trying their best.
They are. They truly are. I think I rolled for them recently as well. So, I rolled some. I need to make some things. I need to just delete a few things here. Don't mind me. There we go. Yeah, that's all fine now.
Why are the walls gone? The walls are not gone. I just made you think about that, though.
Mm-hmm.
The walls are not gone.
The walls are not gone.
Yet, point of order, yet.
Please do not make the walls gone.
Oh.
That is such an out-of-context quote.
We're on a space station. Don't make the walls gone.
True, you have little filter masks, but you are not in your spacesuits.
It's fine. It's an interior bulkhead. Brand immediately is sucked out into the vacuum of space.
Well, that wasn't quite a crit success, but that's pretty close. Brand, you're finding it rather harder to hold on to the door than is really warranted. Why are these rats like this?
I believe that would require us to do an episode recap.
Okay, point. More in the rhetorical, why are these rats attempting to... Yes.
Because they only have little brains, and they don't understand that I have telekinesis 23, and I made my success by 16.
That's true. They have not crit succeeded yet. Neither have they crit failed yet, which could also have interesting effects. The door, however, is starting to show some strain. Anyway.
This is getting
very passive. And Tuxa is invisibly strolling along the hallway. The chemicals that you are wanting to fetch are allegedly, from the map, through that door to the south, Antuxa, which is closed but not locked.
I opened the wrong door. All this is because I opened the wrong door.
Antuxa opens the door behind you. You hear the whoosh, and you hear a...
Discord did not like that.
Colossian Sorry. Monkey lizard laughing into a Discord microphone?
More likely than you think.
That hit just right. Ellie has one luck point.
You already gave Ellie a luck point, I thought. Or did you give EO
a
luck point?
No, I gave EO a luck point.
Okay, now there's two.
Before the wall's gone. Okay. Yes.
Ah, right, right, right.
Still not redeemable, because I'm not the GM. However.
Let's see, which one is that?
Antuxa, are you finding more friends for us? It sounds like you're finding more friends for us.
I am the people person.
Yes. Please don't bring us more people.
I'm not sure.
You could also... Hmm?
He thinks he's people.
You also see assorted storage containers in there, and Antuxa, some of which appear to have been broken into. Oh, yes, there appear to be... Oh, well, you know, they're bouncing around a little bit, despite the fact they're not bouncing on the map. Let's see. Toggle visibility. There we go. You found a half dozen or so. Plus minus one. You don't see any spleens in there, at least.
That is not reassuring.
Okay, we need...
I didn't see any spleens the last time we encountered one either.
We need another set of bingo cards, and one of them needs to have opens the door, closes the door.
Kind of hilarious. You can hear a Kowakian monkey lizard's cackling behind the door that you have closed.
We just keep getting pushed further and further down the initiative tracker at this point.
I can't help it if they're all high dex creatures. It's... Yeah, so sorry. Let's see. I should probably just... How do I do the thing?
Why can't our missions ever take us somewhere nice?
GM, remember this.
We live on Dromund Kaas. This is, oddly, still kind of a step up.
No, it's not.
At least the weather doesn't hate you.
There are rat ghouls here. There are not rat ghouls on Dromund Kaas.
Not that you're aware of. We have Sphere of Mysteries on Dromund Kaas.
Wouldn't think they're the ones who'd have rat ghouls.
Or biotics.
If there are rat ghouls on Dromund Kaas, they're not my problem.
Yet. These are all free actions while I wait to find out whose turn it is.
At the moment, you're holding the thing, and I am going to say that, Sen, do you wish to make a combat action?
Well, I would like to, but everything I want to fight seems to be behind a door that Ran is holding shut.
That doesn't necessarily have to stop you.
If I cut the door open, it's still going to be hanging there, held shut.
Ran was suggesting that you just stab through the door and hope to hit a womp rat.
I am going to take the ready action.
Bajoom goes the saber?
Yes, and if that door opens, I am going to hit a womp rat.
Okay.
Let them come to you, then parry.
Ran.
Okay. Ran is going to take a step back, ostensibly so that Sen can swing their lightsaber freely. With Sen having a reach of two, Ran has moved 2 steps away from Sen.
Oh dear.
One second, just eyeballing the length of the blade. Yep, right about here. Yes, this seems to be a location of tactical advantage. Right. Ready, set, womp rat.
Okay. And Tuxa, while your companions are doing that and you hear the concerning cackle of force-capable monkey lizards.
For a second, I thought you were going to say Sen.
Is Sen cackling?
Eo was.
True.
I mean, that lightsaber swing was made by 7.
You did have a weight. It is 2. Okay, yeah, you can actually do that because Sen does have the weight. I will resolve
that. Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yep.
Okay. Is it okay if I resolve that after finding out what Antux is doing?
Yes.
Unless Antux tells me to resolve it first.
Go ahead and resolve it first.
Okay. That's a very concerning gift there. Which one are you targeting of the two that you can actually see through the door? I mean, yes, you can see the others there, but there's 2 at the door in range, right or left?
Yes, I would like the one on the left because that's the one that looks like it's right there when the door opens.
Indeed. It made its dodge by 1.
Oh, well.
You slash with your lightsaber. Either ducked or jumped up over the blade.
Okay.
They're nimble little creatures sometimes. Antuxa, you cannot evade it now. Antuxa opens the door and steps inside a half circle of giggling little monkey lizards who are ringing the door, staring at it like a set of cats who are hungry. You're invisible.
It's okay. Yes. If you leave the door open, they'll come out, then go back in, then come out, then go back in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They all look very fascinated, concerned. And if you're about to do what I think you're about to do, I am going to make perception rolls for them. Oh, that's just bad. Missed that one by 5. I'm going to ask for a stealth roll from Antux if you have not already made one.
Oh, I'm dropping the invisibility.
Ah, they will notice you.
Yes, that's the intent.
But it is, however, your turn. So.
Oh, that's 2 sixes.
That's critical failure.
You need to spend 3 luck points to reroll.
Well, then I'll spend that luck point and my inspiration. And a couple Cypher System XP while I'm at it.
I don't know. I think this might be funnier.
I gave you 4 Cypher System XP on the Wednesday.
For everybody else.
That's a 666.
Shouldn't an infernal intervention be good for us?
1 second. I stepped away from dealing with Cavill for a moment. What seems to be the problem? Oh. Wow. Well. 1 second. I'm just going to copy some of the notes of the space station. Looks like you've all got things well in hand. I'll see myself out. No, it's fine. It's fine. I know the way. So that's why.
And Tuxa, I think you sneezed at exactly the wrong time when you were trying to focus.
I guess.
Klaatu, well, Barada.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to just move on.
Who needs a boss battle when we've got a bunch of monkey lizards and a bunch of womp rats and they're all 4 sensitive?
Yeah, that's yeah. Okay.
Oh boy.
So, Angry Womp Rat 1 is going to eel through the door. The GM is going to make this a larger screen so I can actually access the tools. And also, because the door is going to be a problem, I'm going to move the door. We will just assume that the open-closed part is, you know, sufficiently thing there. Just because the door is moved does not mean that it is not where the X is. I don't want to be opening and closing the door while I'm touching a womp rat. And because its favorite tactic has worked so well, it's going to shriek at you and nothing happens.
It's crying its best.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. The others are apparently having a wait maneuver. Maybe they don't want to splat their friend who's in front. This is what happens when things do things like that. They have a wait. Okay. I know what they're waiting for. Antuxa, you sneezed. All the monkey lizards laugh at you. One of them is applauding.
Okay.
Amazingly, they are not at this moment yet. You're kind of concerned. Your nerves are screaming that you are in extreme potential danger. They have not attacked. I rolled a reaction roll because you've not offered hostilities to them yet. They haven't attacked. They think you're funny.
Hmm.
Sen!
I'm going to correct my mistakes, by which I mean, why do I have a minus one penalty from somewhere? I shouldn't.
Possibly measured a thing.
Yeah, possibly I measured a thing. I am going to make a rapid strike.
Made by two.
Nice.
Because and that two. Gives it fewer chances to dodge.
Indeed. Which are you rapid striking?
The one that's right there.
The one that's right there. Let's see if the one that's right there in front of you can dodge. That doesn't look like a dodge. That looks very much like failed dodges. Do your damage. That's a lot of damage.
Oh, wow.
Two sixes.
That
so that's
two
a total
and two fives.
Of 36 damage. Let me just find the correct one to target. Ah, that would be that one. I'm not even going to bother they have so few hit points, so yeah.
Minus
unfortunately,
5x.
Yeah, you have done something extremely unsurvivable there. It does, however, mean that the other two who are doing a wait are now going to take their attack.
This is like hunting a small mouse with a shotgun.
It rather is. It really rather is.
That's on fire.
Well, that one didn't work. The other two right at the door scream at you and nothing happens. The poor things.
Did they fail their teak rolls?
Yes. They've only got it at will level. Are you moving, Sen? You get I'll give you the move and then it will be Rand's turn.
I'm not moving. I am holding this doorway.
Okay.
It used to be me,
Rand,
but I stopped holding it.
You did. The door behind you opened and closed a few times. There's no telling where Antuxa is. The things are giggling behind it.
I'm fairly sure I know where Antuxa is. The first time it opened and closed, that was our standard modus operandi of, oh, there's bad things. The second time, Antuxa already knew there were bad things. So Ram would like to deal with the romp rats as quickly as possible before Antuxa does something like sneeze when trying to cast a lightning storm or something. That's rare, but it could happen. So let's see. I'm going to try to buy send some crowd control. Can I toss this one at this one?
If you sufficiently make your teak roll, they're not that heavy.
Made by 14.
Yes. Let me just consult the flinging table, since there's a flinging table in the pinned messages. Just for fun, roll me a 1d.
Wait, why does that say? It wants to say private GM role, and no, I don't want a private GM role, but it's still going to do private GM role.
Okay.
That's a two. All my roles are private. Why? Anyway.
I don't know.
It should be public now.
I can.
I'm just going to say it's one of those little glitches, like all of Sen's roles happening now, even the ones that happened half an hour ago.
Sometimes these things happen. Well, it's probably because half the time you're the GM, so... You know, mine are always left on private GM when I come back.
Oh, yeah. But this is a different installation, mostly.
And yet.
Can I make a request for consideration?
Yes, for consideration.
Yes. I threw one womp rat at another womp rat and succeeded by significantly over 10.
True.
Would the other womp rat have enough mass to stop the first one in its tracks, or would there be enough momentum to overcome inertia and push them one hex further?
That is, in fact, a very good point. Heck, probably a couple hexes at that. There they
also,
are.
Also, what are they standing together on? Because that doesn't look like floor.
Well, no, that would be the bump out of a another thing. Let me think about this for half a moment, because it's entirely possible that I'm going to say that what happened was one was standing on that. And when you flung upwards. They have bounced out of probably your sight range now.
Oh, almost certainly. I mean, my character does not have line of sight to where you've moved them to.
Indeed.
Which is weird considering how much of the room I can see.
The thing there is the unlaunched second life raft that would be a clone of the one you went on to that had the dead Sith on it is basically the thing sticks out and you sort of dash into it at an angle because it's not to scale. The image there is not to scale. We're just going to go with that.
Okay. But in any case, there was a parabolic arc that Ran may not see, but Ran knows in his heart occurred.
Yep. And there's now a lot of squealing and shrieking and unhappiness. Do you wish to move from your current location?
I can move up to 5, correct?
Yes.
I'd like to see what's going on. So I'm going to move 5 in this direction. So I'm still 2 hexes away from Sen. And now I can see one womp rat because I have gone past where the other two are. I saw them briefly. They appear to be in a bit of a tangle.
A lot of thrash. Yeah, there's a lot of thrashing and tails and shrieking up on top of the part of the life raft that protrudes into.
Okay.
The
it's bay for all here. Womp rat 2 understood. The first one immediately attacked it for no reason out of the blue. It must be vying
possibly
for dominance.
Possibly. You don't know yet.
Okay. Ran's gonna wait here.
And Tuxa, you are surrounded by a collection of these creatures, these little monkey lizard things that are looking like they are maybe slowly turning into grayish, spiky monster things. The light is dim, but you have good night sight. This is fine. This is fine. It's all fine. Everything is fine here. Also, they're all staring at you with their little beady eyes.
I snap my fingers a couple times. I really must remember to refill the butane.
Okay, you got 2 luck points now.
And then I look around at them, slowly. I'm trying to think of how to describe what I'm doing. It's like that half crouch, half kneel thing where one knee is lower than the other.
Yep. Okay.
You go into World of Warcraft stealth position.
Yeah, kind of. Reach into my pouch and pull out my little packets of survival rations.
You have 5. You're pretty sure there's only 5 in here. There might be a 6. It's hiding somewhere, but you have 5 monkey lizards who are now staring at what is in your hand. What does it has, my precious?
Smash cut to an hour from now, and Tuxa has an army of whatever these things are.
Possibly. And Tuxa.
Yes. I hand each of them a survival ration.
They grab the survival rations from your hands and instantly start chewing through the wrapping and are now sitting in a circle around you. Well, one came closer. Nomming on survival rations.
Thought I might not need to unwrap them.
Indeed. They are perfectly happy to start chewing through them with their little sharp pointy teeth. Occasionally they pause and stare at you and giggle, but they seem to be pretty entertained by the survival rations.
Well,
you can
move
past them or leave the room. You can probably move past them. They may or may not desire to have you walking in their hex. You never know. And Tuxa, perception made by 6. What do you wish to perceive?
I am just getting a firm sense of what's in the room.
Okay.
But we can...
No, I want to do this because it's going to be fairly quick. A lot of shelves and boxes that have been yanked around by things that were probably looking for food. There are various opened containers. Some of the shelves that were perhaps not riveted properly to their walls have been tipped over and are now lying, you know, diagonally, partly propped up by the other wall, etc. The ceiling has been climbed on and lights have been broken, and this place has had a lot happen to it.
That tracks.
Yep. And not all by things as small as the monkey lizards. So you're doing the perception for the looking around instead of moving?
Yes.
Okay. There is.
I want to get a sense of the room before I search it.
That is a perfectly fair thing to do. So, hello, little rat. Little rat, go scream. Does little rat go scream? Little rat does go scream. Sen, would you like to make a strength or telekinesis? Yeah, it's probably a self.
I was wondering why you were having me roll telekinesis other.
Because I was blanking on it.
That's -2 between self and other.
Sure, call it that. I'm not going to look it up. Missed by 3.
Yeah, fine. It can throw me. It's not like there's very far to go anyway.
You get slammed up into the side there. And since this is the very first time that it's actually managed to happen, I am going to have to double check. Oh, yes, it's flinging. Okay. You are slammed up into the wall. And give me, well, no, I get to, actually, give me an acrobatics roll.
Okay.
Made by 4. Okay.
See, I'm good at that. Ignore you that are. They were the exact same target number.
Yes, well, take 1 point of damage for slamming into it because a horrible screaming creature. Yes, just like the gif there, Crash. Very good. 1 damage off your hit point.
Also, for the ignore comment, EO now has 2 luck points total. According to Tales of the Valiant, you're also supposed to get a luck point every time you fail a roll, which I don't want to award that here because it means lots of Womp Rats would be building up luck right now.
Oh, interesting. Thank you, Crash. Thank you for that fascinating...
Technically, I don't think Tales of the Valiant gives luck points to NPCs.
Yes, but I have to challenge you people somehow. Otherwise, you're just going to go slicing through things like, I don't know, Vader in that Rogue One end sequence where, you know, flinging people up against the ceiling and slicing them in half when they fall down.
I beg your pardon. I would only do half of that.
Because you wouldn't want to draw your own saber.
Why do I need to draw sabers? They all brought blasters. I can point them at themselves.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
And they can press them into a cube.
Sen, your turn.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to come forward, and I'm going to make a rapid strike again. Oh, look. Look what that is.
That's a critical success. I feel like since that's the one that's right there, that, well, I'm just gonna, let's see which one is.
Let's do it again.
It's a critical success. I think that's just a, did you behead it, Sen?
Yes, I did. I guess that's don't need the other part of the rapid strike, or at least I don't think I can move and finish it. I think
you would have had to have started your move before.
Yeah. I don't think I can move in the middle of it.
Yeah. Do you wish to move?
I'm going to stab it again just because that was the action I took.
I mean, if you want to flavor a crit success and lethal damage, you can probably stab it as many times as you want to say you did.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to roll again and see if you get a failure and you know, slice into something that's a problem, feel free.
I'm pretty sure none of the walls here are low-daring.
Actually, I will move. I will step back against the wall so there is less fling.
I'm watching the Womp Rat rotate.
I mean, they have to scrabble, you know? Said that's not Crash, yes, that gif is very much aspirational, I'm sure. So,
which one? The one of Darth Vader holding on to a ship and pulling it back down as it tries to take off? Or the horizontally spinning rat?
Yep, both. Well, Ran is probably mostly going for the whole ship thing.
Yes, but that's long term. Short term, horizontally spinning rat seems like an achievable goal.
Well, go for it.
Okay.
I seem to have run out of kathunk.
Well, I can't see them. Oh, now I can.
They're up on top there. They may be a little bit hard to see. You're mostly still hearing them squeaky, squeaky. I will make you make a perception roll to see them up top there.
Where's my perception? Made by 5.
Yes. You can observe those squeaky rats with their tails flailing around and their furry ridges all along their spine, and there's two sets of ears. Yeah.
Do they seem like they are fairly distracted from us?
They are yelling, but they seem to have pulled apart rather than fighting.
But they're yelling at each other.
They're yelling.
And facing the door? Or facing each other?
They're moving a bit between. Yes, yes, Ellie. Yell. It's the yell emoji there. Well,
why does the Womp Rat scream? If you knew what they knew, you'd be screaming also.
Yeah. Okay. They may be confused. They're screaming at each other. They're screaming at the door. They're screaming at the ceiling.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw one of them at the other one again. This one at this one.
Okie dokie.
Which might be the opposite of what I did last time, but honestly, I cannot tell. It's almost like they have the exact same character art.
Womp Rats are not braids. Made by 13. Are you bothering to take any penalties whatsoever in order to do more damage?
You could say I made it by 3.
I could.
But no, spending fatigue is not a thing that Rand does when there are witnesses.
Indeed. Let me check my flinging table. Okay, there's my flinging
table.
I
love that you have a flinging table.
Yes, I love my flinging table too, honestly. I probably shouldn't love it as much as I do, but oh well. Well, I think I may have to recenter this. I'm sorry. So, flinging the one on the left into the one on the right, and taking effectively that. Okay. Made by...
If this makes them both fly out of my line of sight, it'll be the second time in a row I said, Leave my vision.
Bam.
You are not worthy.
Rotate so that I know. No, I don't want to have both of them select there.
Ren still feels really bad about this. However, they would like to eat his face, and he still needs that.
Yeah. I'm going to put them both over there, slightly in the corner. And give me a... Let's see, how long is it? They were there. 1, 2, 3. Made it by... Okay, they are also telekinetics. They have actually managed to slow their mess a bit, their impact. So let's see if that's 3. Give me a 3D minus 6. And let's see if they slowed it enough.
If history is any indicator, this will heal them. 4.
Oh, cat. 4. No, that's not going to heal them. That is not going to heal them. That one is unhappy. And that's the same one, so stop that. Summon them from that one. Ha! There. You have shrieking unhappy womp rats. Do you wish to move?
1, 2, 3, 4.
You're like 5. A bishop.
Yes, I am moving diagonally around Sen. Pardon me, coming through.
All set?
I now have line of sight to the angry screaming womp rats. And I'm close to the door that I want to go through eventually, so yes. By the way, Angry Screaming Womp Rats is the name of my ska band.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. Antuxa, you're up. A proper thorough search would probably be taking a fair amount of time, but, you know, you're surrounded by basically a bunch of horrible little gremlins from the movie Gremlins that have clearly been eating after midnight, and you have diverted them with ration bars.
You should be my friend Ren. He has similar taste in food.
You now have 3 life points.
May I get past?
Which one did you move past and took? So I didn't quite catch the movement.
The one next to me, I guess. The one that's currently next to me.
Okay.
I would have tried to be polite about it.
Mm-hmm. The one that's currently next to you did not bother to move in any way. The one that it was... Let's see if I can make it ping. Make it ping. Ping that one. Is making angry shrieks at you and holding out a hand that does this empty, and the other hand has a mostly empty wrapper.
It's had first snack. What about second snack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that tracks. If you let me do my job, there is more for you where that came from. I promise. Cross my heart.
Nope, that's a critical failure on IQ roll. It continues to scream. The others are currently sort of looking at it, between it and the one you actually moved past, with a sort of, that one's chill, that one's not chill, that one's chill. I'm going to eat my food. Do you wish to do anything forcey?
You want to behave and let me do my work.
Interesting. Well, its will is not sufficient, but can it understand? No, it cannot understand
mind
anything.
Mind tricks made by 9.
That's, how does it work if something does not understand what your force suggestion is? Clearly something should be.
I don't know if it's still canon, but there have been incidents where people use the force to understand or to transmit something to be understood, regardless of language barrier.
Yeah.
And the question is, how does mind tricks work?
Yeah. You believe
I would take a
minus
5 penalty to have affected
him. Actually, I'm going to ask you for an influence skill roll that is at least vaguely applicable to horrible little monkey lizards. And if you succeed, you have got it. You have made it chill the criff out.
I just love that we've had you come up with a
new rule implementation, and it wasn't about explosives or telekinesis.
For a change.
For a change.
It is usually about those, isn't it?
Mostly telekinesis at this point.
Ah, missed it by one. Can I spend fatigue?
Yes.
I spend fatigue.
Okay, two fatigue and we'll turn that into success.
Okay.
Since you are basically implementing this via the force and you are pressing your will against the thing and trying to compensate for the fact that apparently it has an actual brain like a walnut. Or at least this one does, because it's crit failed two IQ rolls by missing them by 10.
Oh, no. It does have a brain like a walnut.
Is it orange? You hadn't thought...
No. No, they're turning sort of pale and horrible colors. And you know. It's not an orange cat or an orange lizard. It's grayish. You press your will upon it, and it's finally sort of settles down with an extremely baffled expression, and is now occupying itself with licking the wrapper, chewing on the wrapper, and occasionally screaming at the wrapper, because it is clearly the wrapper's fault that there is no more food within the wrapper.
Oh no.
This is probably about what's going to be gotten through before the Womp Rats get to decide what they're doing.
Yeah, I figured.
The Womp Rats are untangling themselves because it's... And one of them goes scurrying off, hiding behind the part of the raft that sticks in. And the other... reeling, starts staggering towards everyone again. Well, towards the door anyway.
Good news, the smart one is no longer our problem.
What's your range on that? Not long enough. It stands there. It reels. Sen, you're up.
One, two, three. I'm on a dead womp rat.
I will move the dead womp rat.
Thank you.
I'll put the dead womp rat over here. I guess you kicked it.
Yes, I did. For...
I'll ask you to try not to stand on the not-quite-to-scale life raft icon, even though I didn't actually put in an appropriate wall.
Put a wall in. Three, four, five. That can get me over.
Yep.
That was not a success. Let's see if the other one is.
You only missed it by four.
But you made that one by four. Can you dodge, little rat? Are you capable of dodging that?
I mean, previously, it did not dodge a little rat. So...
As it happens... It made its dodge by one.
How?
I suppose because you were trying not to hit the life raft.
Its chittering is translated to, I am one with the force. The force is with me. I'm one with the force. The force is with me.
Possibly.
It moves like water.
Sen, Rand's turn, I think.
Yep, that's fair.
Okay.
Rand!
Well, I only have one target now, so instead of playing... whack a womp rat with a womp rat. I am just going to try to wring its neck quickly and as painlessly as possible.
Okay. You are much more powerful than the womp rat.
Made by 13?
That would be made by 13. It is going to use its own telekinetic powers to try to resist this.
I would expect nothing less.
Well, you are trying to wring its neck. You are not succeeding in wringing its neck quickly. You can keep trying to suffocate it. It's probably not getting much air right now.
I have a feeling that before it suffocates, it will be immolated. So I will continue to do the thing.
Okay. I assume you're not going to move.
Oh, no, I like it here. I feel like I'll set up a base camp here and continue on to Antuxa in the morning.
Antuxa.
Monkey lizard is pacified, hopefully.
Yes. I'm going to say that you can only move like two or maybe three hexes at a time in here because it is narrow and wow, has it been, everything's tossed around. Search made by 8. Just out of curiosity, what are you searching for, specifically?
Well, this is where the chemicals that we need are supposed to be, right?
Yep.
Then that's what I'm searching for.
Okay. You are finding the chemical things, the boxes. Some of them are cracked open and little canisters are strewn around them. Others are relatively intact and mostly just chewed on.
Okay.
That's what you're getting from a quickie search of, well, it should be here and it should look like this. Gathering them up will take a bit more time.
Okay.
Shall I move on?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. That means that Womp Rat is going to try something. And it's an... Okay. And did it succeed? Made by 4. Would you like to make your telekinesis self roll, Sen? Which I should.
I would like to.
You'd like to, but you're not sure.
Strategy.
Let's see if it pays off.
Go on, Sen. Make me proud.
I'd ask if I can make an acrobatics roll instead. I seem to have better luck with that, but.
Well,
I have pretty good luck with this.
Made by 5. You are a bulwark.
You feel it trying to shove you back against the wall in a crushing blow. You use your own abilities to bolster your stance and keep it from driving the breath from your lungs. And it is... You made it by more than it did. So you are not driven backwards into the wall to thunk your head with an abrupt stop. Does the rat wish to move? That's an interesting question. No, the rat's going to stay right here because it's stupid. Other rat is, well, okay. Bunch of Bratgul monkeys. They are, the monkey lizards continue to lick all the scraps off one of, and are at least being distracted by their screaming comrade. Sen.
I have intentions.
Indeed.
My intentions are to stab this thing until it actually gets stabbed.
That is exactly what I thought your intentions were, but I love the wording for it.
A 5-5-5 is not going to do that with the penalty to
I'm
hit.
I'm holding it still for you. Doesn't Sen get some kind of bonus because I'm literally strangling it while Sen makes the strike?
It's, you know, it's a Womp Rat. That one made it by 6.
Okay.
It's going to be at a penalty to dodge, which I'm just going to roll that because I'm not going to deal with the penalty. Did not quite make a crit success on that dodge, so...
How?
Did make it by 3.
How does it manage to dodge? How is this one Womp Rat so much of a hassle for us?
Okay, look, I'm just thinking about when I was trying to give Percy a pill, and...
Is
so
this Womp Rat named
him.
Kevin McAllister?
I stuff the pill into Percy's mouth and try to hold his mouth closed. And because I did not do the sensible thing of turning him into a burrito, he is flopping around with me holding his head until he is like absolutely upside down and flinging himself around everything. So I can see it. I can actually see it. On the other hand, you are hanging on to it with a great deal of telekinesis, so go ahead and roll damage. 9. And let's check one for that. And that's another check. Okay. Sen, your damage somehow has not managed to kill it. Or quite knock it out. It still struggles for breath and is making unhappy faces. Do you wish to move?
No. Okay. Wait. This is the door now? Why is this the door now?
Because people were stopping in the door and I didn't want to have a door open and close all the time. The door is
not
still
actually
where
the door.
That is not
there
actually
is a
the door. The door is... Right.
Then good, because I want to not be right in front of the door. to be hurled out of the room.
The door is where the dead womp rat is.
Yes.
The dead womp rat is the door marker. The X marks the
spot. Yes. Just above the seven. But I moved the door because it was in the way.
Everything about this further. Everything about this makes perfect sense in this context. And out of this context, so little of it makes sense.
Are you staying
Hello, welcome
Sam?
To out of context yes. quote the game.
Indeed. Ran.
I'm going to kill the womp rat.
Are you Hmm?
I'm going to kill the womp rat.
Kill the womp rat. Kill the womp rat.
Made by 14. 13s and 14s.
Let's see. It still is not capable of breaking your grip, but neither are you quite being able to just snap its neck yet. It's making some very nice rolls on that. It cannot break your grip. You are strangling it.
May I make a request?
Yes.
As I'm attempting this, could I lift it a few feet off the ground?
Yes.
This is mostly for flavor, but also I'm thinking of someone yelling pull. That or send Womp is getting rats. Ready for T-ball.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I mean, it's now thrashing around midair as if you were holding, you know, if you pick up the cat by the scruff and the cat does not actually wish to hang appropriately. Some
I'm trying to end it quickly, and I'm doing a horrible job of this.
I mean, it's not helping. The Womp Rat is not helping you. The Womp Rat is the one... The Womp Rat is capable of making it messy and is doing so. Do you wish to move?
No.
Antuxa, you have identified at least some boxes of the things you need. Possibly not all the boxes that are in here of the things you need, but at least some of them. They are in varying degrees of... tidiness.
I will pick my way carefully through the untidiness.
Okay.
And continue to look.
All right. Shall we keep that search? You can do another one. Well, you are going to be busy at least around holding up the shelf that decided to try to give way right onto your head. It did not. You're extremely quick. Reflexes caught it, but if you don't want everything to fall down on top of you in an extremely ignominious fashion, possibly somewhat painful, you're going to have to be doing that for a little bit. Hello, critical failure.
Yes.
Mtuxa, why are the dice hating you?
Because I rolled 8 successes in the Star Trek Adventures game on Wednesday, and
in one roll.
Revenge.
One roll.
That's...
Tom was going to give her up to 3. She did it in 1.
That's impressive.
It was. It really was.
Wish I'd been listening in on that. Oh, well.
It's on YouTube. It's recorded.
Oh, excellent. I'm going
to... Barbarian Gaming for our listeners.
Oh. That Womp Rat is still hiding. I will, in fact, make it go away so it's not visible. This Womp Rat, can you even do anything, little Womp Rat? You're kind of messed up right now. No. It wheezes pathetically. It thrashes. It can't move. The tragedy. Rat ghoul monkeys are still doing their things. Then, gonna take your penalty or and get 2 hits or...
I will take my penalty.
You will take your penalty and like it. Well, considering you made that one by 3, that seems to be liking it fairly well. No, that's not going to be dodging at all.
Look, on average, this still isn't making anything worse.
True. 1 success, 1 failure. Go for roll that success. Roll the damage. Roll the damage. The tune of Kill the Wabbit. Yep.
That rat dead.
That is 20 points of burning damage that was just rolled.
The little skull appears above its icon.
The socket has appeared on my lap.
No socket, you can't eat the Womp Rat.
He does not want to eat the Womp Rat. He doesn't know what to do when he catches a bug. He definitely wouldn't know what to do with the Womp Rat.
Especially since they're bigger and he at least his size and maybe bigger.
Zen, you have done sufficient damage that it is now a dead womp rat. You may flavor this as you desire.
Zen is going to cut its head off.
Yeah. Right through where it was being held up by as Ran was trying to break its neck humanely.
I mean, technically, its neck is broken now.
It's certainly not in one piece, no. Do you wish to move, Zen?
Yes. There are too many walls. Oh, there aren't. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I will put the
point of order. At the start of, like, when we came back from break, I did, in fact, say that I could do something about there being too many walls. And you objected.
Well, there was a wall where the door was, and I tried to go through the door.
I could have fixed right. that problem. But no, no it's fine.
Wait, you could have, couldn't you? You do have the ability, don't you?
I have many abilities, so long as they're all telekinesis.
It's a very...
I meant map abilities.
Well, that too.
Not
I put the door
on this account. If I had them on this account, I would have too much power, and I do not want that power in somebody else's game.
Reasonable. Sin has attacked. Sin has moved. Ran. It's been a few seconds. Several seconds.
First of all...
An unknown number of...
I can't believe I'm making a roll by 13 to close a door, but I'm not walking over there.
The door is closed.
I have a retroactive question. Did I hear the shelving unit collapse?
Give me a perception roll.
I knew that was coming, and yet did not scroll up to find perception. Well, that's made by five.
Okay, from the room to the map south, you heard the sounds of something falling over, a dull thunk, and an absolute gales of monkey lizard laughter. And Tuxa, they are laughing at you.
As I recall, we have... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
We have personal comm units, right?
Yes.
Ran is going to, as quietly as he thinks he can do, while still being picked up on the comm unit, say, Entuxa, do you require assistance?
Well, if you're done having fun out there, I think my friends in here are about done with their meal.
Ah, I wasn't sure if opening the door would cause a problem or not.
I think just don't do anything to antagonize them.
Are these beings carnivores or omnivores?
I figure they're probably omnivores with a tendency towards carnivoritude.
Okay.
If I recall what their mouths look like.
1, 2, 3, 4. I don't think I can do it right now.
Rand declares a thumb war.
4 luck points.
4 luck points.
If you get 2 more, you have to roll a d4. That's how many luck points you're going to have, because you can't go over 5. So, Ran probably can't do it right now, because Ran's already used telekinesis other to close a door. However, what Ran would like to do is provide additional noms. And there seems to be 2 parts of a womp rat over there.
That's true. There is the one that is where the door is right now.
Yes. So Ran is in a position, but is not in the position to open a door or move womp rat. And you know Ran is not touching either of those things.
Does Ran touch anything these days?
Yes. Usually not when he's on the clock, but yes. The bed.
Rand brushed. I'm sorry, I'm just imagining Rand brushing his teeth.
You have seen the gif of a Jedi getting ready for the morning.
I have. I am going to technically, I think, exit out of combat, but I'm going to put everything on the combat tracker again that's still potentially combative in order to keep everything in my, going in order, etc. I will roll for everybody. It won't matter. Antuxa, you have been chatted with, and you are holding up the shelf from doing something even worse, like spilling things on you or something.
What do I have to do to right the shelf?
Dex roll, or do you even have the telekinesis?
I do not. I'm the one who doesn't.
No. I would say a dex roll to set it back in, or at least disentangle yourself so it doesn't all fall on you, although it may still fall depending on how well or poorly you do on the dex roll. Or you could wait for Rand and company to find some extra treats and open the door and help.
Mr. Bye, failed that dex roll. Much.
One and that much that is one.
Can I spend fatigue again?
Yes, you can spend fatigue to turn that in, because it's basically, yeah, I think that, you know, you're a force user, sure. You spend fatigue to catch the thing just as it's about to be falling all over on top of you. You know, you move yourself very quickly. Sure.
Between combat reflexes, danger sense, and fit.
Yeah. Although the fit part is not going to help very much because this is drawing on the force.
Yeah, I know.
You catch things, some stuff slides off, but nothing is sliding off in ways that will make your clothes terrible. A few things sort of bounce off you and you know, you move a leg so that it doesn't crash to the floor. It goes sideways, and you cushion the blow of a few things and get this thing set back straight again. All of the monkey lizards laugh at you. Just assume.
Well, I'm glad everyone else is having fun. Hello.
I've crashed up in a laugh track of hyenas periodically.
Ha 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 ha.
A little more shrieky, but.
No, I really like the picture of all these monkey lizards actually being Mandark.
I have concerns. Then, mm-hmm. while Antux is getting herself extricated from perils unknown, I am going to assume that you heard the conversation.
Yes, and I am going to wait and stand watch.
All right. Ran.
Okay. So, my plan is to float over the pieces of Womp Rat that Sen has separated for our convenience. It's like when you go to the grocery store and you get things that are already chopped up. Like, I do this specifically with onions. I cannot stand chopping onions. So I buy the pre-chopped That's frozen fair. Stuff. And Sen has wonderfully chopped up this Womp Rat for us. So I'm going to bring that over to the door first.
I am going to ask foolishly for you to put a penalty to bring the entire Womp Rat over, since it's kind of in separate chunks of, let's see how bad. Oh yeah, that was the one that just took so much damage at once. I'm going to ask for a -5 penalty. I know that's horrible and hard, but if you want all of that Womp Rat.
I accidentally right-clicked on the button to roll, and it put something in brackets in the chat, and I'm going to press enter just to see what it does. I just say it. Okay, I
Apparently.
Just say it.
Apparently.
Ram pierces the veil, looks beyond the fourth wall, and says...
And says
yeet. SK colon asterisk yeet. Parentheses, telekinesis, parentheses, other, close parens.
Mm-hmm.
Now click on
I
that.
May be having a stroke.
Click on the skill thing, because it certainly is selectable.
No, it's, I wanted to see what would happen if I pressed enter anyway, because I right-clicked by accident instead
yeah.
of left-clicking.
And now click on it in the up-down panel.
Oh my gosh! It actually pops up. Neat. I mean, that was extra
made by
steps,
a mere
but I still
six.
Made by six.
Uh-huh. You have the floating Womp Rat here.
I actually wanted it right in front of the door, which I know means Sen will not be able to walk through because there'll be a dead Womp Rat to stand on.
Okay, can't actually target that now. There is a dead Womp Rat in front of the door.
Okay. And
do you wish to move?
Not from here.
Ooh.
I should have asked. Sen, do you know if lizard monkeys or whatever these things are like cooked food? I really should have asked first. Cut to.
Sometimes I do not understand how your brain works.
What do I need to roll?
What are we rolling? What is your next, Entix's next decision point now? You've gotten the shelves back up sufficiently that they're probably not going to fall on you.
In that case, I'm going back to searching.
Okay. Oh, well, these were some nice... That sure used to be a nice container full of the chemical that you would like to have before something decided to crunch a hole in every single vial. Maybe there's more containers around here.
I just want the people listening at home to know that that was a success.
Yes, that was a success by 3. On the other hand, search, you've succeeded, but also give me 3 3d6 rolls, Antuxa, and we will just use the rest of these. These are reaction rolls of the universe to you. You want to roll high.
Well, I didn't.
A lot of the stuff in here is trashed. The tens are... You'd say that you have about 60% of the biochemicals that you need. You've laid eyeballs on them, and they look like you can actually salvage them of the ones that were listed as being here on the manifests.
Okay.
Well, out of character, I don't think we ever expected to be able to bring all of the chemicals on the manifest. But it's going to be more than what we had.
Fair.
Is this the only room that's supposed to have them?
Let me just run fourthwall.exe.
That's where it was supposed to be. There's a cargo bay. If there was anything else, it might be in there, but you seem kind of dubious about, you know, the manifest put it all in this room. There's a cargo bay just beyond the door to the left on your screen. West, quote west, unquote. That if there were anything else that hadn't been yet put into the manifest, it might be in there. The 60% is not a 60% as in you're missing 100% of any one chemical. You're managing to find enough of all the chemicals that you're low on for that.
Well, I think that's my turn. So,
okay. Sorry. Sen.
Anything else to do?
What? No banter? Sen, go for it.
I don't think there's anything to do right now.
You could open the door.
Okay, Ran, you have a...
So if I got an answer on whether this was the only room...
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, Ram would have provided the answer of, well, it's the only room on the manifest, but there is a cargo hold right over here we can check. If it was on the other side of the ship, Ram would probably not even be thinking of the cargo hold. Or space station. That's no ship. It's a space station.
That's no ship. It's a ring frisbee. No, wait.
Anyway.
That's no moon. This is a moon.
That's not a moon. That's a space station.
Ah, I see you've played Moony Space Station even before.
I love that this amuses me. I also love that an exact quote from tonight's game is, I don't know how your brain works sometimes. I am rolling to feed monkey lizards.
You open the door.
And there is a pile of cooked meat on the other side of it, according to them, not us.
Indeed. A number of the monkey lizards that you see through the door, they're all, you know, what, there's like a monkey lizard convention in there, shriek at you because, oh no, you opened the door. How could you?
You're and letting perhaps, all the cold air out.
Oh, look, there's a lot of them now. They are now shrieking at you and ignoring the offering, the peace offering. Why are they like this? Why are they like this?
I'm going to make the peace offering wiggle a bit.
Now they're shrieking at it, too. want to accept.
I make the peace offering fall over its own feet. Or head. Whatever that is.
It may or may not be. Do they even like cook meat? You don't know. You've got eyes on enough of the things. You can start trying to figure out how to pick them up and take them with you. Some of them are, however, in crates. That it would be so handy if you had someone who could, you know, levitate all this nonsense.
It would, wouldn't it? Or at least a doll.
Mm-hmm. You do not, annoyingly, at this time, see a dolly, except maybe there's something sticking out from under those shelves over there that did fall down.
The dolly has one bent wheel now. Yes, I'm on the other side of a bunch of monkey lizards who are, rather screamy.
Yes, I do that. No, he's the one who's tasting food you like. He's giving you food.
I'm going to ask for a force persuade.
Okay.
They're clearly not listening to reason. Made by 8? Sweet. Can I get you that fast? Can I get that fast talk to get through their little walnut brains? Extra sweet. And Tux's voice rolls out. Yeah, made by 5. And Tux's voice comes out in the tone of someone who is speaking in small caps, or at least bold. The little horrible creatures are sort of, they start prodding at the rat more quietly. And we should probably be ending off pretty soon. With Antuxa having established her force dominance over them, it is probably going to be quite capable. Everyone can be able to sneak in and levitate out boxes and whatnot that Antuxa points at least.
If you're not having fun out there anyway, some of us are doing work.
We ran into some traffic on the way here.
The Womprets really wanted out, and we didn't want them out.
Well, as long as everybody's happy in the end.
Everyone is still alive.
Or dead.
That's a tautology. Wait, no. I've seen enough recently to know that's not a tautology. Anyway, which boxes do you want me to move?
This one, and this one, and about 30% of this one.
I move the boxes.
Made by 14.
And because we're not in combat.
Yeah.
If I have to pick them up one at a time or stack them all on one box that's larger than the others and then just lift that one, whatever game mechanics you wish for me to employ to do this well, that's what I attempt. I invoke the rules of It's Almost 9.
Indeed. I think that is quite invocable, especially what with the Made by 14 and all. And, well, let us imagine that you have all of your little boxes. They are going to be with you in the room marked 7. You can probably close the door on the horrible little monkey lizard creatures, and possibly having had to go in and get some of the other dead womp rats to appease them here and there.
I accidentally closed the door and Duxa got out.
Oh no!
That was not in character.
Perhaps we shall just end off with everyone in room 7 so that I don't have to ask what you're going to be, which way you're going to be going, and if you're going to try to talk to the other former acolyte on the way, because you'll probably want to do something there.
I have suspicion that they've fallen completely into the Rakul nonsense.
Possibly. Possibly they made a crit failure on IQ roll and they'll recover eventually. Who knows? But let's end off for now so that I don't have to contemplate that. And also it's nearly 9. So does anyone have anything they want to plug?
Well, we're on a space station, so I recommend plugging any leaks.
True.
And not with duct tape.
Indeed.
Especially if it's the oxygen vent.
Yes.
EO's point. Books, right, Mom? Wait.
No.
Not generally. You can go to ElizabethMcCoy.com. That's Elizabeth with a Z and MCCOY.com. And you can check out all the books there, and you can check them out. You know, the Smashword links definitely ought to be working, and Smashwords and Draft Digital merged, so I should be in a number of other places. So the place that you get your legitimate ebooks, which are ebooks, and therefore I won't have to raise prices due to paper prices. Yay. Okay. Get them where ebooks, legitimate ebooks are sold. Do not get them where illegitimate ebooks are sold, because those are thieves and they're jerks. And please don't give them any money, because they might not even give you a book. They might give you something with, you know, viruses or something. And speaking of things that are wonderful and not viruses, despite being on a ship that had a biotics lord on it.
So you might get something worse than a virus. You might get something that was written by ChatGPT.
Blech.
Yes.
Or chat glorified predictive text. I have a phone that does that. You start writing something, and then you just press the middle selection, and you know it tries to come up with what the next word should be.
Yes, and it usually suggests very weird options. And someone said, "What if this only more of it?"
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yep.
Let's stop being angry about things and talk about happy things, like aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel, which is where you can go to find all these podcasts. You can find them elsewhere, possibly, but that's where I would go, because you definitely won't get ads there. You can also follow us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And you can also become a Patreon if you so choose, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, no, wait, watch out for that shelf. It's not very stable. Night all.
And so they fed the horrible little monkey lizards, who continued to laugh and scream, and then went on to their next adventure. And now everyone has an asset in cutting weird telekinetic rats in half. I don't know how any of this works.
Good night, everyone.